Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 102, and as you've probably noticed by now, Paul Mestermaker is not joining us this week, so we like to call this Ping Without the Mess.
Look at my bed, girl.
And in his place is Tina Hollywood Wood.
Hollywood Wood. Well, I have a little funky eye thing.
Don't tell me. People don't need to see. People don't need to see.
So I'm going to wear my glasses so I don't have to disturb the audience with
it. But so just keep your distance.
I am.
Try to avoid contact. But we appreciate you being here.
I'm excited to be here. This is great.
Good. Thank
you for inviting me, Laura Foy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Keep your distance. Last week, we gave away a Kinect. And a longtime viewer and and not first time poster, Dentiku actually won the Kinect, so I wanted
congratulations.
To give him extend further congratulations. He sent us his address and we have sent that out. And the other comment that people were sort of, I would say, maybe a little bit complaining about was the functionality of our site. And we just wanted to say that we are aware that Channel 9 has had some...
The streaming and the buffering. Yeah, we get it.
But so if you're a first time tuner-inner, that's a technical term. don't let this stop you from coming back. The site is being fixed, and it'll be streaming and flowing as perfectly as usual very soon, if not already. And so we just wanted to say we're sorry.
We are sorry.
We're sorry.
Because it frustrates us more than anybody.
You know, when you're watching Tina, you shouldn't have to buffer. You should just get it all fluid all at once,
just a nice,
all the time.
Easy, yeah, and same. So, but we are working on it. So I don't know. I don't think it has been implemented yet, but we are very, very well aware
of it.
Did
you just correct me on my own show?
I completely
did. This is your last time you'll ever see Tina Wood. Let's get to the show. All right, Tina, so the first story we want to talk about this week is actually really important and a little bit of a sad tone to it because it's dealing with child pornography.
That's a hard topic to talk about.
Yeah, it's not sunshine and rainbows, but the upside to it is that Microsoft has a technology that Microsoft Research put out called PhotoDNA. Are you familiar with PhotoDNA?
Yes, this has been all over the news. I am familiar with it. I think it is fantastic. Apparently, it gives the ability to be able to scan photos for sort of prepubescent children, I think under the age of 12.
Yeah.
And I think Facebook is going to implement it,
right? So this is great. And apparently, Facebook gets hold on, let me get you the exact number here. 2 million photo uploads a day.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But you know,
I'm sorry, 200 million.
200 million.
200 million
that's
images
even
upload each
20
that's
times
even
crazier.
Yeah, 100 times crazier.
And I didn't think, you know, Facebook would be a place for that kind of thing. And I don't think I even realized how big of an issue and what a phenomenal thing this is.
It is. You know, I've got friends with small children, and it's like, what is the right age to allow them to get a Facebook account? Because there are people out there who are going to take, you know, I know you're very protective of putting any photographs of your child out there.
Yes.
And you need to be, because A, there are people who will take images of their children or of others' children, and even if it's not an explicitly sexual photo, who knows what they're going to do with that photo?
Yeah.
And now Microsoft has created, like I said, PhotoDNA that scans all these images and is able to trace them and track them. And
it's great.
And hopefully put a stop to this.
Yeah. I think they were saying they just want more companies. It's free.
It's free.
If you are a company and you're, you know, if you have a super popular blog and people upload photos, you never know really what people are using your hosting service for and what they're using your website for. So I believe it is something that anybody can use to implement. I think it's great.
And the technology is really unreal because it can take an image and essentially it turns it into a black and white reproduction of it. And then once it's got that image in its database, it scans all of the, you know, 200 million daily photo uploads. And even if it's just a partial piece of the scanned image, it can recognize it and it can find it and, you know, obviously track the baddies.
Yeah, and I think this is something great that also came out of Microsoft Research.
Microsoft Research,
which
is all good times.
Awesome.
Good times.
So awesome, the stuff that they put out there. So,
yeah.
All right. Cool.
And so if you want to learn a little bit more about how this works and the technology behind it, there's obviously, we're going to link to an article, and there's a video that really gets a bit more in-depth out there. So there you go. Good work to Microsoft Research.
PhotoDNA.
Hats off. If I had a hat, it'd be off. Take off your glasses.
Take glasses. It's kind of funky, though.
No, keep them on.
Okay, yeah.
Next.
So, Laura,
you
know, big Xbox fan too, but Microsoft, the spring Xbox 360 update is here and is happening. It's sort
is
of
there an update every spring?
Every spring.
Is there?
Well, I want to go back and say, then someone's going to go, there was that one spring. We didn't get an update.
Right. We try to update every
but
spring.
But if we remember interviewing Evan Major Nelson 5-6 years ago, it was like, here's the new spring update. So
gotcha.
I do think it is a
so spring
thing.
Is exciting, not just because of the weather and the flowers, but
it's the new update.
Your dashboard update.
That's right. And
what
so,
do we get this spring?
Mainly it's PayPal, right?
Okay.
So I don't know if you use PayPal for things like eBay and everywhere else, but now you can use PayPal to get Microsoft's points.
Okay.
Which is great. And then the other is the
Power feature.
The auto standby. So now if you walk away from your Xbox for more than an hour, it'll automatically go into standby, which is just really good for energy, sort of going green.
Nice.
And then, so I think if you turn your Xbox between now and May 30th, somewhere around there, the rollout happens and it'll just automatically
update. Yeah, I think I said May 19th to May 30th, and so May 19th would have been
Past
to May 30th, so approaching us. And
and if you don't want the auto standby, I think you can go into settings and probably change it. And then Avatar Connect is the big one I think that everybody's
waiting
for.
This was cool. So we saw Steve Ballmer sort of demo this. Was it the CES keynote, right?
Yes, it was.
So I'm sure we actually talked about it on this show where your avatar will be, you know, show facial expressions and incorporated with the Kinect sensor. And this is expected May 27th. But this is an expected date. This isn't a hard fact, but we're expecting.
The jazz hands.
We're like this.
Yeah.
We're like this.
So that'll be a fun one, too. So lots of exciting things coming. And, of course, we have E3 right around the corner.
That's true. Tina and I will be at E3.
We'll be at E3.
I'll be covering all things phone, gamey, phony stuff.
Yes.
And Tina's just everything else that's cool under the sun.
Anywhere else they'll let me in. Please let me in E3. But this is actually going to be, our 11th E3 going together, which is pretty amazing if you think about that.
That's true.
Because 2000
that's
was our
true.
First.
You know what that means, Tina?
That
you're old.
I'm old and you're
means
old.
You're old. I don't age. I'm
you're
timeless.
You're older than I am. Okay.
That's so not true.
So let's move on.
That's enough. Next.
So staying with the Xbox theme, this is really cool. Microsoft launches buy PC, get Xbox free for students
what?
Program.
What? Students?
Well, you know, students, I guess obviously they're trying to reach a certain audience and a certain target right now. But if you have a...
I'm going to go join college again. I'm going to join it.
Well, I think if you have an email address that's .edu, like an official, you know, and you're enrolled in an official college, then...
Mine was harvard.edu. What was yours?
It was Yale.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you spend more than $700 on a new PC, then you automatically get an Xbox 360 4 gigs.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. How long is this lasting?
Well, I don't know exactly how long
starting
it's lasting
May 22nd?
For, but I'd have to look at the dates. Supplies last until September 3rd.
Wow.
That's really fantastic. And, you know, Xbox is so much more than a gaming system. It's this entire media center.
Wow.
There's so many things that you can do on it. So a real great deal. You're going to put the link up, right, so people
I'm
can find out more
information.
I'm definitely
going to put the link out. Get out there. Get yourself a new computer and bargain. Get yourself a new Xbox 360 4 gigs.
I think it's great. I love
it. Xbox, show them the love.
I know. I might enroll, too. I might as well go back and get
my PhD. I'm going to get my PhD.
Oh. Okay.
All right, Tina, you know I love me some Windows Phone.
Yes.
Yes. Well, now, big news. A lot of my
clearly, you
friends,
love your Windows Phone.
I do. A lot of my, this is for calls. I have multiple phones, Tina. I'm very important. I don't wear Hollywood sunglasses all the time when I'm on camera, but I have a lot of things going on.
I know you do.
I'm very important.
I'm well aware.
Very important.
Okay.
Anyway, what was I saying besides that I was important? Verizon. This is the news. If you are a Verizon customer, finally, Windows Phone will be made available to you, starting with the Trophy. And this should be coming out, the HTC Trophy coming on sale May 26th. So thank God, because I know that my mom, she's a Verizon customer.
Yes.
And she has, first of all, she's all, can you get me a free phone? Can you get me a free phone?
Yeah.
Besides that, which no, mom, sorry, I can't. But she's been very excited to use the touchscreen because she's on like some terrible little flip phone from back in the 80s. I think you have to pull out the antenna.
Yeah.
So she's looking forward to it. And hopefully,
great.
You know, if you are Verizon, get yourself a Windows phone.
Play
so
yourself
you can
some Xbox Live.
Then you can go
phone.
Watch Hot Apps, which is really the goal here.
Which is the whole pimping out the show.
All right, Tina, you know I am very, obviously, fashion-forward.
As opposed to my T-shirt.
Right, so I am fashion-forward. I mean, some people have called me, like, stylish. You know, it's been known.
Yes, it happens. Has. It's all over the internet.
More than it happens to you, probably.
In fact, if you Bing your name, I'm sure that's what would come up.
Stylish? Don't Bing me. Weird stuff comes up. Anyway, well, in my daily scourings of the interwebs, I found this image of something I thought would look great on you.
I love this.
In fact, fact, I think you might have one already.
I don't have this one already.
This is genius.
I have one that's made out of mice, but no, I don't have the one that's made out of the keyboard. It's so fun.
It goes to compliment your spouse can be wearing the keyboard tuxedo.
Oh, see, he gets away with just the tuxedo, but wearing the bra. You know, this was totally created by a dude. I can tell you that right now. I think it's really, really fun.
I have the USB cord thong.
Can we wrap the show on that one?
All right, everybody. Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay, you just you're excited to wrap the show. So that is the end of episode 102. As always, follow me at L Foy. Follow Paul at Paul Mess. Tina is not.
I don't tweet.
She doesn't have anything to say. And we love it when you comment. So please comment if you want to know why Tina's really wearing the sunglasses. We'd love to hear your speculations. And with that, Tina Wood.
Yes.
Go ahead, basketball. Let's see how you do.
That's it. I'm gonna rest. Thanks for having me, Foy.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one.